Bout That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. MyBookie's 6 days of giveaways is upon us. From the 21st to the 26th, MyBookie is hooking players up with free bets, casino chips, and blackjack tournaments with huge cash prizes, all completely free. Use promo code SGP for a 50% deposit bonus. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP.
We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today.
We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks, including picks from the SGPN crew. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Check out all their free videos at betterthan.vegas. That's betterthan.vegas.
We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay-per-head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
About that action, boss.
Welcome everyone to Bout That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Kyle Waddy Watnell, joined by my co-host and partner in picks, Mark Megatron Glass. Today is Monday, December 21st. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing really well. I'm going to admit this to you. I don't know if this is going to go to your head or not, but okay. It feels really good to be seeing you in person.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate that.
Doing the last two episodes.
Yeah, remotely.
Remotely. Was fine,
mm-hmm.
But it's just not the same.
I agree.
I don't know if that's you or if it's just the fact that quarantining and not being able to see another human being sure. at all for like 2 weeks
sure.
has gone to my head, but it feels good to be back in person with you.
Good to be here as well. Of course, recording in the beautiful Newport Beach today. I'm doing all right. I forgot my chapstick today, which is a battle. I don't know if you've ever been in a chapstick battle, but where you get your body or your lips used to chapstick and then you forget yeah. it one day. Oh, it's a nightmare.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, so I forgot that today.
What you got to do is you got to put...
You have a pro tip for this?
I have four.
A life tip?
I always have four chapsticks.
Oh, wow.
One for my bathroom in Los Angeles.
Okay.
One for my bathroom in my family's house in right. Orange County in case I come down like right now.
Right.
One in my travel bag for when I'm on the go and I'm bringing toiletries with me.
Yeah.
And this is the important one. There's always one in my car.
Mm, that's a good one.
That one you got to rotate out a lot because
right.
in the heat is always hot in Southern California.
Yeah, yeah.
So it can melt.
Right.
But always
it,
have a
it will melt.
You got to have a car chapstick.
Right. Okay. That's good. That's good. Anything else happened to you this past week to catch up on before we
I
get into sports
I actually have
news?
Something big.
Wow.
A big development. We said last week we were going to go to Vegas, right?
Yeah, we did.
So
we are going to go to Vegas.
This past Friday night, I was at home,
mm-hmm.
and everything's closed in Los Angeles because
mm-hmm.
apparently there's a pandemic
mm-hmm.
I just heard about.
Right.
So I had nothing to do. I was like, my roommate was gone for the night. I was just sitting there by myself. I was like, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
So I had the idea of learning to count cards.
Oh, my
like
gosh.
Blackjack. So that is a big development in our Vegas trip. I spent like 4 hours researching how to count cards.
Yep.
And then I was playing blackjack against myself. So basically you have to know perfect basic strategy, right? So like
yeah,
blackjack
tell
has
me about
they,
it.
Blackjack
me
has what they call the book where it's like no matter what cards you have and what the dealer has, the book, quote unquote book, tells you
what, mathematically what
whether
to do.
You should hit or stay.
Right.
So in order to count cards, you have to have that memorized
mm-hmm.
perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in that phase right
it's
now.
It's like a chart, right? You basically have to remember
yeah. so
exactly
I'm,
all the combinations.
I'm just dealing hand after hand.
Okay.
And what I did, I had a giant cup full of like loose change.
Okay.
So I counted those all as like one unit basically,
yep.
right? And I
yep.
started with 20 units and I said, all right, I'm
like
gonna
this.
Bet one at each time.
Yep.
And then I had a bunch of leftover ones to be like the bankroll.
Right, right.
I did 100 hands of perfect strategy on my Friday night.
And who won?
I won.
Mark won
yeah.
or Mark won?
I won.
Nice.
And as the dealer lost, the house lost. So
okay.
So in Vegas, it's typically $20 hands.
Uh-huh.
And I was up 11 11 units by the end, which would have translated to $220 of winning after 100 hands.
Wow.
And I'm getting the perfect strategy down. So we can then do like kind of like in the movie 21 with Kevin Spacey, where like I'll be the guy that's at the table just counting perfect strategy all the time. Then you come in as the big high roller.
Right.
I give you the count.
Right.
And then we're in there.
Okay.
Just something to...
That's good.
We'll track my blackjack card counting and... alongside your pickleball and between those
two
things.
That's right. Oh, I've made your pickleball news.
Really?
I'm sure all these people tuning in are just like, where are the betting picks? We have to talk about blackjack and pickleball.
Pickleball is a sport, and so is blackjack technically.
Pickleball is going well. I am going to schedule probably before our next recording, because this is the last our last recording of 2020. So in early 2021, I will have completed my, let's call it like a pickleball review, in which I will meet with a pro and they will determine what level I have reached in pickleball. Okay, it's kind of like tennis where there's tiers. So if you're going to enter a tournament, you get to basically, you decide which level you're going to enter at. 5.0 being the top level, the pros. The pickleball pros are 5.0 athletes, right? That's like the open division. And then there's like 4.5, which is like you're right on the edge of being a pro. And then 4.0, 3.5, and so on all the way down to 1.0. So I've been playing a lot, Mark.
What are you anticipating your ranking to be?
I really hope it's not really low and I'm embarrassed and I have to come on the show and say that I'm not that good. But I'm hoping it's between, I'd be happy with a 4.0, a 4.5, or a 5.0, obviously. That's what I hope to achieve. Somewhere between 4.0 and 5.0 would be great.
Really? So you're thinking you can go pro. Here's the follow-up question.
Eventually. Maybe not yet, but I hope to be somewhere between... I hope I'm a 4.0 or above it.
Anything lower than a 4
will
is a
failure. We'll be disappointed.
Okay.
Correct.
So at what point does your rating, like what ranking do you have to achieve to actually like get girls from pickleball? Like at what level do you have to be where
mathematically,
you're out at a bar and some girl says, what do you do for a living? And you say like, oh, I work in sports. And she says like, oh, what does that mean? You say, I play pickleball. And she says like, oh, really? Like, what's your rating? And
she doesn't say that. She says, what is pickleball? First of all, is the first thing someone would say.
Eventually, there's going to be a girl out there that knows and says, what is your rating? And you're gonna, so if you say like, oh, I'm a 4.5, does she like get up and leave? Or is she like, oh, a 4.5, interesting, maybe you buy me a drink?
I think at this point in pickleball's growth as a sport, it's 5.0 or bust. So I need to get my way to a 5.0 to be any sort of meaningful pickleball player. So until then, I won't be truly satisfied, but I will be happy to, considering I only started like 3 or 4 months ago. If I'm somewhere between a 4.0 and a 5.0 at this point, I think that's a good sign, Mark. I think there's big potential. So maybe one day I'll get to the 5.0. Maybe not yet, but early 2021, tune into the podcast and we'll have an update on my climbing of the pickleball ranks.
I love it. I wish you the best of luck.
Sweet. We obviously have to cover some sports news since last week. Tiger Woods, the first one I got on my list here. Tiger Woods plays a televised round of golf with his son, Charlie. That got a ton of media coverage. Obviously, his son, Charlie, has a very similar swing. Did you get to see any of that?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
What are your thoughts?
No thoughts.
Did you watch it? They got a ton of coverage. None of it came from me.
Yeah, no, it was cool. It was like...
I've never watched golf. I've never understood the appeal.
I respect
it as a game or as a sport, but I've never watched it.
Obviously, Tiger Woods, the GOAT of golf.
Yeah,
and
I know
so
that.
Having his son play was like a cool kind of media stunt thing where everyone was like, wow, he has the same shot. He taught his son to be just
How
like
old's
him.
The kid?
Like really young, like oh,
does he do drugs
know.
And like bang hookers also? Like he's, what's his deal? He's a
terrible.
Post
I knew you're gonna have some dig on Tiger Woods. I think his son's like he's like between 7 and 11 somewhere.
So
he's really
no,
young.
So he doesn't do that.
Really young. So no,
we can't rule it out. But he probably isn't doing that.
But
stuff.
He does have like the same swing and same kind of like instincts that Tiger has. You know, like the same looks and the same. He does all the same stuff. So that was kind of cool. It got a lot of media attention. So I put it at the top of the list. Okay, is that
fair
all right
enough.
That I put it there?
Fair enough.
All right, number two. I'll let you cover number two.
Oh, you've got... Oh, you're loving the Instagram boxing.
Yeah, this... We've talked enough about Jake. I had to bring it up
Jake
again.
Paul, the walking embodiment of insecurity versus Conor McGregor, who also seems very insecure but backs it up a little bit more.
Yeah, he does.
respect to both of them, I guess, but for what they've achieved. I love Conor McGregor. I'll just throw that out there.
Me too.
So Jake Paul is challenging Conor McGregor to a fight, and he offered him $50 million.
I don't know if you saw the video. Did you see the video?
I did. I
unfortunately.
I didn't see the video. I saw like a picture, like an article, and had like a picture of the video. It was like Jake Paul.
It was a lot. Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, like he was like sitting in front of his car.
Yeah, he's sitting in front of his Lambo. Well, and he's holding a giant check.
How much does McGregor get paid per fight, anyways?
It's gotta be
more than 50, isn't it?
Ooh, I don't know.
He fought against Mayweather, like wasn't that?
Yeah, I would think. Yeah, over.
I don't know, but
it's still a lot of money.
I think this is ridiculous.
It's a lot of money to go smoke Jake Paul if you're Conor McGregor. Why not?
If Conor McGregor addresses this himself at all, he's already lost. I don't think he will.
He's too big for this, right?
Yeah, if McGregor was retired or something and he just wanted, like, he was like, hey, I can go make a quick $50 million to go fight this kid.
Yeah, it'd make more sense.
Sure, but Conor McGregor's trying to climb back up the ranks of the UFC division. He's not going to be like, hang on, I actually need to go box against Jake Paul.
It's too early, you're right.
In the off chance that someone wants to pass this message along to Jake Paul, I'm not going to do it myself. But, like, come on. Like, look at the track record of guys he's fought. He fought, like, those two YouTube guys who were both 5'8". Then he fought Nate Robinson, who's 5'9". All these guys are coming in at, like, 150. So it's not like they're a yoked 5'9".
Right.
You know? And now he wants McGregor, who's also fights in the 140s and is like 5'8". Like,
yeah.
Dude, pick someone that's 6 feet tall and 200 pounds.
Pick on someone your own size.
And fucking fight them. Like, I'm actually sick of it.
Yeah.
They've been saying he might fight. He's calling out Dylan Danis, actually.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
From McGregor's crew.
Right.
That'd be much better. Like,
that'd be a better
fight.
They
actually match up physically.
Right.
So
right.
Why don't we do that? Like, I don't know. I think the whole thing's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
We can move past it.
All right, let's move on. We had to touch on one more piece of personal news here. This has to do with SGPN. I won my rematch on SGP's Let It Ride podcast.
I admittedly did
YouTube
not watch
show.
This one.
I understand.
What was the breakdown of that? Like, how did it go? Last time you won by a lot.
Yeah, last time went well because I had a lot of units to play with, so I left a lot of units on the table to guarantee that I would be able to basically probably come back even if my bets lost, right? This time around, I ended up with way less units than my competitor, who was Nick Dant. And he ended up with way more units, but he risked them all on four separate bets, which ended up going over four. I had three bets that I risked. I had a lock dog tease, kind of like we do on every show. My lock hit, which, by the way, was Liverpool, and they ended up winning 7-0 against Crystal Palace.
That's quite the lock. Yeah,
yeah, quite the lock. So my lock hit. Other ones didn't, but whatever. I had some units left over. So I'll be going back on that show after the holidays.
So you just go until you lose?
Yeah, you basically hold your seat until you lose to a challenger. So at some point, you know, once I work my way through all of the SGPN staff, which is quite a few, at some point we'll have you challenge on. It'll be like Bout That Action 2.0. I'm sure I'll be able to hang in there until that happens, right?
That'd be funny. I'm weirdly good at trivia.
Okay. All right.
I'm weirdly good at it.
We'll get you on there at some point. We also have to talk about the biggest NFL news from the week. The Jets. Jets finally get their win, upsetting the Rams.
This is a personal one for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We can just transition this right into financial investing.
Oh, okay. Well, before we do that. So does the Jets upset win have to do with your wins and losses from last week?
It has the most to do with it.
It has everything to do with it?
Yeah, so I cashed out a little bit of money. It wasn't a big week by any means. Just a little bit of spending money if I want to go on a little bender.
Okay.
At some point. Always good to have like an extra couple hundred bucks.
100%.
What I had was a parlay of six teams.
You did have a six-teamer last week.
A six-team parlay, which you laughed at me because our good friend Matt Diemer said...
just
do four
games,
and I said I'm gonna do six.
Okay,
so I got five out of the six right.
Don't tell me it was the Rams
and
that blew it.
The last one was the Rams at minus 1600, and they lost. That blew my parlay.
Wait, they were a money line in there. It wasn't even a spread.
No, it was just a money line.
It was a -1600.
-1600. It was one of those ones. You're like, okay, this is a nice 5-game parlay. It's coming out to like +110. If I throw the Rams -1600 in there too, it's +113.
Why not?
I got greedy. I was like, I'll make an extra $3. And it fucking lost.
And the Jets literally winning against their own interests too.
Yeah, that's the thing. The Jets can't even tank properly. Like now they can't even, they're not even, with one game left, they're not even the number one draft pick anymore.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. And I said it in the last game, the last episode, that the Jaguars have very quietly been
the second worst
team.
Right.
No one spoke about it.
Right.
Right? And at least the Jets have Sam Darnold there, right? Like a first round draft pick who, he hasn't materialized yet, but you've got another year plus an option. You're gonna have to pay him a lot of money through that. Like it's right. Like, so it's like if you don't get Trevor Lawrence tonight, the Jaguars don't have anybody.
Yeah,
they don't have a quarterback.
They
right
could
now.
Use him more. Is
they
what
need
saying.
It a lot more. So uh-huh. I mean, to me, I if you're the Jets.
That's hilarious that blew your parlay. You threw it in. Why not? Give me a couple extra points here. A couple extra dollars.
Yes.
And the Rams blow it in the upset of the season. Wow, that's a crazy one. Other than that, did your how'd your three picks go? You had what'd you have? You had the Ravens?
Three picks, yeah, I had the Ravens to cover against the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. They were -14 favorite.
Mm.
And they covered that very easily.
Easy spread cover.
That was
for
a
them.
+105. So okay. I mean, I was surprised
nice.
By that, but I'm
plus
gonna take, I take that all the time.
Your personal plea to Deshaun Watson.
That did not work. Mm. He did have a fumble that was lost. Thankfully,
good.
It wasn't on the 2-yard line with a minute and a half to play. But it came down to the last drive again. And once again, the Colts pulled it off. So like maybe at this point, I just sack it off and I say, hey, I was wrong.
Going to give it up. Yeah,
but
maybe.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. So I lost $100 on that one. Yep. And then the Chiefs won. I think my analysis of that was pretty spot on.
The Chiefs win games?
Yeah. The Patrick Mahomes is good. The Chiefs are good.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, the Saints came out and you could tell like that Drew Brees having missed some action for a while. Like even a QB as smart as him.
Yeah, he
they
wasn't
couldn't
healthy.
Really figure it out until like close to the end of the half. Mm. There was that big turning point where they blocked the punt in the end zone, seemed like they were going to recover it, and they fell over the ball and missed it. That would have been huge.
That's so frustrating when
and
that happens.
Then, you just need those points to add up when you're playing against the Chiefs. And we said you can't rely on the defense against the Chiefs. And
sure.
They cashed me $57.
Okay.
So I won $62 on the week. Should have been about $200, but...
You'll take
me.
It.
Yeah,
you'll take
can't
the
get
money.
A minus 1600.
Take the cash. That's good.
How'd you turn out this year? You were getting pretty close to the.
our episode red. Title last week was "Will Kyle go bankrupt?"
And the answer is right now.
The answer is no, not quite yet. I cashed a huge profit of $9.05.
Wow!
Thank you. Start small. Work your way back up. buy myself some lunch with that. I had the Washington football team to cover a 5.5 point spread. They ended up losing by 5 points, so I barely get my cover versus the Seahawks. That was a close one. I'll take that. I was big on the Patriots because they had so much to play for, but they still lost, man. They still lost and got bumped from the playoffs. They were my underdog pick, so that was a loss of $100 there. Then I had the Chiefs covering a 3.5 point spread, and I barely missed that.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
So that was unfortunate. So I had like one cover that barely worked out and one cover that barely didn't work out. But I also had the Chiefs money line in my parlay with the Packers that did pay off. Remember, I did a safe two-team parlay. So that did pay off. So all together, throw it around, some ups and downs. I came out with $9.05 for a career total of $221.98. And your career total was what?
It's now sitting at $2,841.
All right. Big ball. A good way to close out 2020 for about that action. Now, before we move on to our NBA opening week picks, which we're going to talk about this week, very exciting, I'm going to introduce a new segment. We'll see how it goes. It's called Quote the Unquotable, okay? And there's lots of athletes doing media all the time, right? And we're always watching interviews. There's a few guys out there, though, who are just the most boring interview. And maybe the king of the crown there is Kawhi Leonard, right? Kawhi Leonard of the Clippers now, just known for being very keeping to himself, not saying a whole lot. What I've done here, he recently went on Jimmy Kimmel last week. He went on Jimmy Kimmel.
I saw
the interview. And I watched it, and it was just reminding me of classic Kawhi interviews, how they're just routine answers that you could pull from a textbook, right? A textbook of athlete answers to media questions. So what I did here, I pulled a quote from the Jimmy Kimmel Live interview from Kawhi Leonard. I also invented a quote, and I'm going to read both of them to you, Mark. You have to differentiate which quote is the real quote from Kawhi and which one is a quote that I made up for Kawhi, okay? And they're both very similar. So I want you to tell me which is real and which is fake. Sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Do I have time to think about it?
Yeah, you can think about it.
Okay.
All right.
Do we have like some Jeopardy-style music for while I'm deciding?
Yeah, we got some. I'll see if I can pull something up. We got, I'm going to say quote one and quote two, okay? Those are going to be the quotes. Quote number one. The Lakers did a great job last year. They did their thing. End quote. That's quote one. That's quote one. Quote number two. Our job is to leave everything out on the floor every night. Unquote. Take a long, hard think. Quote one. The Lakers did a great job last year. They did their thing. quote, to our job is to leave everything out on the floor every night. They both sound like things Kawhi would say, do they not?
I could easily see him saying both these things in one sentence, but okay, I think I have my guess.
All right, which is the real quote?
I'm going to say that number one is the real one.
The Lakers did a great job last year. They did their thing.
Let me explain why. Because I feel like the way that Kawhi Leonard speaks, he's always speaking very simply and very matter-of-factly.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also like a nice guy. He's not a shit talker or anything.
Right.
So like some players, if you ask like, what do you think about the Lakers? You think like, oh yeah, like we're out to get him this year or something.
Yeah, he gives his credit.
A guy like Kawhi Leonard, like, obviously it's a given. I'm sure the second quote that you made up, I'm sure he's actually said that before at some point. But I could definitely see them saying, like, you're playing the Lakers on opening night. What do you see?
Yeah,
like,
okay,
do you think they're
good.
Bouncing back? And I could see him saying something like, the Lakers did a great job. Like,
they did
whatever.
Their thing.
Like, I don't really care. So I'm going to say number one.
That's a golf clap for Mark. Congrats, you got it right. I invented the quote, our job is to leave everything out on the floor every night. It seemed like the most typical one, but you're right. That's exactly what he said, and that's exactly what the question was. You nailed it all together. Jimmy Kimmel brought that up. Oh, you're playing the Lakers, the defending champs, blah, blah, blah. A classic Kawhi answer.
They did a great job.
They did a great job. They did their thing. Like, give us less detail, please. But that's the new segment.
I like it. Next time, I'm going to come up with one for
you.
Yeah,
we'll do it back and forth. Sounds good. Let's go ahead and dive into it. So what we'll do here today, we're recording on Monday. Tomorrow is opening day. We've got two matchups. We'll break down both of those matchups, give out our best bets for those. First one, Mark, the Brooklyn Nets take on the Golden State Warriors. Your first thoughts on this matchup?
I like the Nets at -7 for this line.
Wow.
I think the Nets are going to clean them out, personally.
Really?
Which is something that, saying that you think the Nets are going to clean out the Warriors mm-hmm. is something, if you said I would be saying that sentence 3 or 4 years ago, I would have slapped you across the face.
For sure.
But this year is a different year. Obviously, Kevin Durant coming mm-hmm. back. No one knows what they're going to get out of that. Preseason, he's looked really sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, coming off of the Achilles injury, which is one of the worst injuries in all of sports.
Right.
But apparently, they're saying he's back to normal. Even if he was like 80 or 90% of normal, he's still easily a top 10 player. If he's 100%, he's a top 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if he's 100% and he can stay healthy, their ceiling is going to the championship. You add in Kyrie Irving, obviously.
Yep.
He stays healthy and stays motivated and isn't a douchebag this year. Then you assume then that's going to be an absolutely deadly duo that I'm really excited to watch. Factor in, Klay Thompson's going to be missing this season.
Mm-hmm.
We saw what happens last year when Klay Thompson's out. Obviously, Steph was out a lot last year, too. So they're going to be a lot better.
Right.
But I honestly don't think that Steph Curry can carry the load without Klay Thompson.
Okay.
I feel like having both of those shooters, both two of the best shooters, if not the two best shooters to ever play the game of basketball.
Right.
Having two of them versus one is a huge difference.
I agree. It's like if you lose the threat of having you lose the dual threat, right?
Exactly.
There's more pressure
Klay
on
Klay. Takes pressure off of Steph.
Exactly. There's more coverage on Steph.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so I think that's going to be huge to overcome.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I think the Warriors, they're so wishy-washy, but I think the Nets on game one, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're just betting game one.
Yeah, we are.
Where everyone is healthy, everyone's in, you know, peaking in their conditioning.
Opening day.
That they're going to come out really strong and cover at -7.
Okay. I'm going to take the Warriors +7
after all that.
I hear what you're saying. You made a lot of good points there. Kevin Durant has looked good. Can we trust that he's 100% healthy? The answer for me is I don't really know. Kyrie Irving, man, he's such an interesting guy who he pairs so well with some people and some people he just doesn't. And yes, you're right. This could be a sweet dynamic duo that makes its way into the season and is one of the ones that we talk about and makes a playoff run. And it could work out great. Don't get me wrong. But it also could not work out that great with Kyrie Irving. You just don't really know with him. They did that weird like Instagram Live thing. I don't know if you heard about that like a week ago. They went on Instagram Live together and they were like kind of like, no one could really tell if they were joking or not. But they were like, Kevin Durant was like, oh, like the only time you should like drive in is if you're going to kick the ball out to me. And it was just really, it was like a really awkward kind of weird Instagram Live. I don't want to read too much into that. But that's just one of those things where Kyrie and Kevin are just some guys that I don't really quite understand fully. You know what I mean? Like, I don't quite know what they're about.
I could totally see it being like a Westbrook Harden disaster.
Yeah.
I don't want to say disaster,
but
comes
up
well short where you have a guy like Kyrie Irving who's very flashy on the dribble, loves to be the main guy.
Right.
And then you have Kevin Durant.
You got two alphas.
Yeah. Kevin Durant's like more quiet about it, but mm-hmm. Kevin Durant's the kind of guy where it's like every time the ball comes up the floor, the goal is for him to get the mm-hmm. ball and shoot it. And I don't, it's going to be, is Kyrie Irving willing to sacrifice his own stats
right.
for the betterment of the team?
Right.
History tells us no, he won't.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like at this point, I feel like maybe he's learned from his past mistakes. The championship he won was when the strategy was, hey, we're going to keep giving the ball to LeBron James, and then eventually LeBron James is going to give the ball back to you and you can hit the game-winning three.
There you go.
That's exactly how it played out.
Right.
So maybe he's learned from that. I don't know. Obviously, the run with the Celtics was a bit disappointing,
mm-hmm.
and I think he's coming off a year with the Nets where he realizes, like, hey, I can't do this shit by myself. So I think he'll be eager to have Durant be getting involved. I mean, why wouldn't you, right? It's Kevin Durant.
Of course. I agree. I think this is an interesting one with, you know, having Kevin Durant play against his former team brings up some interesting stuff as well, some interesting storylines. I think the Warriors are still talented enough. I still think like Steph Curry is enough of a god to carry them to cover the spread here. I'm not saying they're going to win the game, but I think 7 points, I think this is a close one. I'm going to take Golden State plus 7. Lots of unknowns here, as we've talked about. I mean, it's the opening day of a new season. Who knows what we're going to see, but I think Golden State plus 7 is going to be my pick. I'll go ahead and go against you. Excited to see either way how KD and Kyrie team up together. Should be a fun game to watch. Let's go ahead and move on. Second game, Los Angeles Lakers, defending champs, take on their neighbors, the Clippers. Lakers are a minus 3 favorite. Clippers plus 3 on the spread. Who do you like here?
I'm going to actually start it off. Or I guess we're not starting off, but I'm gonna start this pick off
mm-hmm.
with an upset.
Okay.
And I'm gonna take the Clippers.
Okay.
Plus 3.
Okay.
I actually think the Clippers are gonna win the game.
Oh, okay. You should take a money line then.
Yeah, well, when I picked it, the money line wasn't out.
Oh yeah, true.
But I like the plus.
They have the spread set right now.
I like the plus 3 gives me a little bit more insurance.
Yeah, why not?
But I do think that they're gonna win.
Okay, why? Why are they gonna win?
Tough to put it into words. I want to be...
How?
No, I have a specific reason. I'm trying to think of the way I can say it appropriately.
Okay.
Basically, I think it comes down... I think this whole season with the Clippers is predicated on the performance of Paul George, who obviously mm-hmm. just got a huge extension
mm-hmm.
with the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, he fell up short, right? We can all say Paul George didn't live up to the hype. Didn't give the required help to Kawhi Leonard in the playoffs that he
right.
needed, and they got bumped out earlier than we were expecting.
Right.
I think, how do I say this? I think the reason for that is that he cheated on his coach's daughter with a stripper. I think that affected his performance. So let me clarify this.
Please do.
Doc Rivers was the coach of the Clippers last year.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you knew this, but Paul George was dating Doc Rivers' daughter.
I didn't know that.
But
no.
He cheated on her with now Paul George's longtime girlfriend and mother of his kids, who is like this stripper that he met in Miami.
Okay. How do you know all this stuff?
It's a known thing. That's
okay.
a thing. You can
all
Google
right.
it.
All right. Okay.
Right?
I didn't know that.
And so I feel like I'm just putting myself in his shoes.
Yeah, it would be uncomfortable. So you're saying he was playing uncomfortable.
Too much weighing on him. But at the end of the day, now Doc Rivers is gone. Which that's...
Yeah,
that's
Tyronn Lue steps in.
Is that an injustice, though, that like one of your star players like cheated on your daughter? You still had to play him. He didn't do well. And then you got fired and he got more money.
Is that an injustice?
Is that an injustice to the game of basketball? I don't know. That's one of those stories where it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
But so that's like, I can't make this pick without factoring in that Paul George has a huge weight lifted off
right,
his shoulder
right.
that his ex-girlfriend's dad isn't watching
isn't
him
his
from
coach.
The sideline.
So you think he's going to go off
yeah,
now.
I think big year for Paul George.
Okay.
I guess that would have been just what I should have said.
Yeah.
Just big year
in
for Paul
short,
George.
In short,
leave you
big,
guys
year
guessing
for, big year
and
for
then
Paul
obviously
George.
With Kawhi Leonard in there. Patrick Beverley, huge defensive piece
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know. I like the Clippers in the energy of the first game of the season.
Okay.
I don't know. Last time they played each other on opening day last year,
mm-hmm.
right? And the Clippers won.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron like just came out like really soft. I'm not saying he's going to do that again.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Lakers are probably the favorites to win the championship again. After
they are. Yes.
Tying up LeBron and AD. But I'm going to take the Clippers tonight at plus 3, and I think they're going to win. So if the money line's out, mm-hmm. by now, I'm going to go in and bet that too.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go ahead and go against you again.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to go against each other this episode. I think like two shows ago, we had the same picks every time. So might as well go against each other. I'm on the Lakers -3 to cover the 3-point spread. Lakers picking up some pieces. Yes, you said they tied down Anthony Davis and LeBron James into long-term contracts. Huge for them. They also pick up Montrezl Harrell, Dennis Schroeder, Marc Gasol. You ever heard of Marc Gasol? An absolute stud. Lots of great pieces that they bring in. Yeah, I think this is great. I think they're going to keep... I think this is a reign. I think we're seeing the beginning of the reign of the Lakers to win a few championships in a row here.
I like the Dennis Schroeder pickup.
Yeah,
he's so good definitely. At the rim. I think that'll take a lot of pressure off of LeBron James. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's what you got to do at this point. Is I know LeBron says he wants to play every minute that he's healthy, but I don't know if that's realistic at this point in his career.
For sure, I think clearly the formula worked last year. They've proven that LeBron still got it. Anthony Davis is everything that, you know, we thought he was. And I think picking up some of these guys, I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be the best team in the league. I agree. The Clippers are contenders for sure. This will be a great game. That's why it's such a close spread. I do expect it to come down to the wire. But in those crunch time moments, LeBron James or Anthony Davis, I trust those guys to cover that 3-point spread. Hit the big shot, whatever it is. I like the Lakers here -3. Go against you there.
Yeah, I'll clarify that I always like the LeBron James storyline. Mm-hmm. I want him to go down as the best player to ever play the game. But I also like betting against the Lakers. It's just unfortunate that those two things have converged period of time. And so I'm gonna take the Clippers on opening day.
Okay, I like it. Let's do a quick word from my sponsor before we come back for our championship future pick. And, of course, the classic Lock Dog Parlay. We kick it off with our premium sponsor, MyBookie.ag. Every sports fan knows that it's not about how you start the season. It's about how you finish, even though the start is also important. At MyBookie, 2020 finishes strong with NFL, college football, and the return of NBA action. Sign up today and receive a halfway deposit match up to $1,000. And while you're at it, ring in the holidays with 6 days of giveaways. You heard it here first. From December 21st to 26th, MyBookie's hooking players up with free bets, casino chips, and blackjack tournaments. You hear that, Mark? Blackjack tournaments with huge cash prizes.
I'm taking home all of that.
And it's all week long. To get in on the action, it's simple. Sign up, make your first deposit, and enter that promo code SGP to claim your bonus and start taking advantage of the holiday freebies. Head over to MyBookie to discover this year's batch of fun on-site promotions and win big with 6 days of giveaways this holiday season. Bet with the best. Bet with MyBookie.
Come prop up with Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. And just in time for the holidays, we're teaming up with Thrive Fantasy for an awesome SGP merch bundle. Send in a screenshot of you joining Thrive Fantasy with promo code SGP, and you'll have a chance to win $100 in SGP merch. Seriously, do it. They don't even give me shit. Email your screenshot into podcast at sportsgamblingpodcast.com, and you will win some coveted merch that I can't even get my hands on. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only the top-tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. In the NFL, choose 10 out of the 20 available player props to build your lineup. NBA's back, you only have to choose 5 out of the 10 available player props to build your lineup. Please mention some players you like from Thrive this week. Don't listen to me, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Do your own research. Each prop is assigned a fantasy value for both the over and the under based on how likely it is to hit. Hit the most props and rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes weekly and has awarded over $1.6 million in cash prizes. Use promo code SGP when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store and or Play Store or by visiting their website www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today and don't forget promo code SGP.
BetterThan.Vegas is an all-new, completely free website sharing thousands of handicapping videos. It's like YouTube, but for what hashtag degens only care about. Sports betting, of course. The best part is you'll be able to get great video picks from the SGPN crew that we're exclusively posing over at BetterThan.Vegas. They cover all the sports as well. NFL, college football, college basketball, soccer, and of course NBA. If free video picks isn't enough, they're also giving away cash, $1,000 to the handicapper that wins the most units and $1,000 to the handicapper that has the most followers. Make sure to subscribe to the SGPN page, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV, so you don't miss any of our videos. And if the SGPN page wins any cash, they'll give it away to the listeners. That's right. So head over to betterthan.vegas. That's betterthan.vegas.
And lastly, the question we ask every week. Ever thought of starting your own sportsbook but don't know how? I feel like we've asked this so many times. If you haven't answered it to yourself by now, then you're lost. But if you haven't, Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sportsbook. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded faster than girls can go viral on TikTok. And then I realize that they're only 16 years old and it makes me question why an algorithm would push me content that's borderline illegal. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience to go along with you stalking 16-year-old girls on TikTok. Get started today and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
And just like that, we're back to close out the show. NBA Future Championship picks from each of us. And then, of course, a Lock Dog Parlay. Would you like to go first or second? I'll give you the option for this one.
Ladies first, so I'll go.
Go ahead.
You thought I was going to insult you, but I didn't because I'm a nice guy.
Wouldn't have been an insult.
So you want my Lock Dog and... You want my Lock Dog Parlay first or my championship future
pick? Let's do the championship future pick first. Who
okay,
is going to win?
Because that's the one I really want to talk
about.
Who's
going to win the 2021 NBA championship?
So I know that it's probably easy to pick the Lakers or the Nets or the Clippers, you know, one of those teams.
Right.
But I am going to bet the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, okay.
At +1,800.
Wow.
You may recall when we were doing the NBA playoffs a couple months ago, I was big on Mark Cuban and the boys. And I'm big on them again this year.
Okay.
I'm taking the Dallas Mavericks at +1,800 to win the championship this year. And I can tell you why.
Why? Yeah, I hope so.
I think this is going to be a year. Obviously, Luka Doncic.
Yeah, that's reason one.
Wait, how we have to kick it off. I think his growth from the last 2 years to this year is going to be crazy.
Okay.
Like, I think he's going to have, like, an MVP caliber season.
Wow, okay.
I always feel like, the first 2 years really is an adjustment period to the league. He conquered that. I feel like the game's going to slow down for him, and it's going to be next level.
Sweet, okay.
Okay. And then I also like how they have Tim Hardaway Jr., who is a great three-point shooter to take some of the pressure off of Luka Doncic.
Okay.
Who else did they bring in? Ooh, we've got... obviously the big one we got to talk about, Porzingis. Injured a lot of last season down the stretch was a torn meniscus, I think. And under normal circumstances, he's coming back in January. Under normal circumstances, he's missed half the season.
But not this year.
But not this year. This year, wow. He's only missing a few games. They're going to have Porzingis for the majority
brain.
Of the game.
This is good.
The majority of the season. So I think the Doncic and Porzingis combo, I'm going to ride that ship all the way to the top.
Yeah,
I think the Mavericks are on the verge of being like a serious, serious, serious title contender. Like, I think in the next year and then the year or two after that, we'll be like, every year, we'll be like, okay. Like,
they're going to be in the conversation.
The Mavs are going to be up there. Like,
got it.
Serious contenders. Right now, I always have the Bucks and the Lakers and the Clippers.
Okay.
Some other teams. I'm going to take them early.
All right.
Buy low, sell high.
+1,800 is a big price tag for that. I like it. You probably know what I'm going to do just by being a co-host on the show with me. You know how I roll with futures. I'm taking the Lakers +250, the favorites to win the championship in 2021. I've done that a few times now. I did that with the Dodgers. I think we might have both done that with the Dodgers. But I like taking the favorites in terms of futures. Yes, you might hit a huge price tag if you're able to predict one of those smaller teams to win the ship. But I just, like I said earlier in the show, I just don't have enough reasons why the Lakers don't kind of go on a tear and have a little bit of a dynasty here where they win maybe two or three ships in a row.
Yeah,
I don't have any reason why I can't pick them. And at plus money, at +250, they're going to be in the picture for sure. And at that point, you're just thinking, all right, as the season goes on, assuming things go well, this number is just going to get smaller and smaller. They're eventually going to be, it's going to be like around plus 200, then it's going to drop to plus 150. Then eventually they're going to get lesser. I think now's the cheapest I can get them preseason, unless they have a bad stretch of games, which I don't think will happen. So I'm going to take them now at plus 250. Lakers are my pick for the 2021 NBA championship. Your reaction to that?
I think that's completely fair.
Okay.
I think it's just definitely the best price you're going
to
get the Lakers.
I expected you to.
No, I'm a reasonable guy.
All right, okay.
I'm a reasonable guy. I think plus 250 is that you're never going to see the Lakers at plus 250 again unless you're betting them down in like the fourth quarter or something like that, which,
right.
I mean, that would be psychopathic to do. But I definitely like that as a long-term play, but I've never bet against Mark Cuban. He's never been wrong before at anything, and I don't think he starts now.
That's fair.
I'm betting this more on ownership than the actual
players.
Yeah,
I can tell.
Also, the Lakers, I mean, we say this every year as players get older, but LeBron James, not getting any younger. Obviously, the dude spends millions of dollars staying in the shape of a 25-year-old.
Yeah, he does.
But the season hangs on the threat of his body. The Mavericks are obviously heavily relying on them
on
their
risk.
Own guys, but I don't think there's any one team in the league that leans so heavily on one player
as the Lakers do to LeBron James.
Out of the good teams.
I get what you mean. That's fair. We'll see how it goes. Let's go ahead and close out the show. Lock dog parlay. I can't find the button. There it is.
We go to gamble. We go to lose. Subconsciously, I'm still alive.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Dog parlay.
Your lock for NBA opening day.
Before I give that, I just want to go back. We still don't know who that girl is, right? We haven't found that
out. We don't know yet.
We don't know.
Okay. I don't think we'll ever know.
All right. Well, if we can find out, that'd be great. But
okay. I'll look into it.
This is convenient because obviously we only talked about two games.
Mm-hmm.
One of mine was an underdog and one of mine was a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So for my lock, I'm going to take the Nets over the Warriors, covering the spread. And for my dog, I'm going to take the Clippers. And for my parlay, just give it to you all in a row.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just going to put those two together. And that comes out to plus 260.
Saw that coming. Okay, that's good. I am going to, this show speaks for itself. We only broke down two games. It's pretty obvious what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the exact opposite of Mark. My lock is the Lakers minus 150 on the money line. I'm not going to... For the lock, I'm just going to take the money line, not the spread. For the dog, I'm going to go ahead and instead of taking the Warriors plus seven, I'll take a shot here. Okay, Mark? I'll take a shot on the Warriors to get the upset.
Money line?
Yeah, plus 225.
Okay.
I think that's a nice price. Warriors plus 225. If you don't want to risk it for the biscuit, take the Warriors plus seven. My parlay, I'm going to combine the two spreads we spoke on earlier. So that's the Lakers minus three, Warriors plus seven. Parlay those two together, plus 264 payout. That is my parlay.
We're pretty even. We have exact opposites. So one of us is losing 260,
that's
and the
right.
other one's
that's
other
right.
ones winning.
We'll have to see how it goes. Any last words before we close out the show for 2020? And we should mention now, we're off next week. We'll return in early 2021.
The New Year's slate's going to be gnarly.
It's going
to
be great.
So we're going to have, obviously,
lots
we have the NBA
about.
Is back. McGregor's fighting.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Football playoffs.
Yep.
College
yep.
football championships.
That's right.
Mayweather fights.
If you count that, yeah.
UEFA Champions League. Dude,
yep.
Spring is prime time.
It'll be awesome for
sports.
Sure.
So we are definitely excited to talk about them. More excited for some time off, some time away from Kyle.
Yeah, that's right.
I know at the beginning of the show I said that I was very happy to see him, but now that it's been an hour, I'm ready to back away for a couple years.
Any last words before we close out the show?
No, the last words, enjoy Christmas holiday or whatever you celebrate. Enjoy the holiday season. Enjoy New Year's. Make smart choices.
Yep.
Make reckless ones too, but more along the lines of sports betting. Sports are tight.
See you next year. See you next year. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.